Okay, show two of Reality Radio starts off in the Salem Beer House, where I go for a drink with Anne, Jody, and Josh.
So Josh, I mean, I know what I've got, but tell everybody who's listening to this, what have I ordered here? I mean, what is going on?
It's actually called the Bunker Hill Blueberry Ale.
And it's made out of blueberries or what? Or it's just got blueberries
it's
in it?
It's just got blueberries in it.
So this is just a regular beer with blueberries in?
Well, it's made with the beer. It's not... It's like part of the brewing process.
They brew the beer right here.
Yeah, over in that
place.
And
they put blueberries in it when they're brewing it. So it's got a little bit of blueberry flavor.
So is this a historic place or is this just kind of like a place? Has it got any historical thing that we can mention?
Well, you were here, Simon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I'm old.
I'm the only one drinking a man's drink here.
Hey, are you telling me this is a girl's drink? Are you telling me I've just ordered a girl's drink?
Cider is a girl's drink. It's universally accepted.
I love cider.
And you're a girl. When fields turned into parking lots,
my freedom turned to dread. I actually have blue hair. And I haven't actually told the tape this at this point, so I've not actually told anybody on the show.
Natural color.
The blue hair isn't actually my natural color, but you know, it's very close to it. Honestly.
You never guess. I mean, what with your eyes and your eyebrows and everything?
Well, basically, I live above some hairdressers. And John George in Bevington. Very good, if anybody's listening from that area. And for a haircut, I only have to go downstairs. And then one day, Paula said to me that I should, because I said I wanted to go blonde. And she goes, no, you don't want to go blonde because you'll just look like a footballer. I thought, yeah, that's true. I don't want to look like a footballer, you know, like David Beckham or something tacky like that. So she said, go blue. So for some mad reason, I agreed to this. So we dyed my hair blonde and then dyed it blue. And this is the finished result. And
very stereotypically British.
What, blue hair?
Very. Blue, purple, feathery hair, cut short, that sort of thing.
Union
Jack. I'm so the stereotype now that you're in America.
So let me just get this straight. I'm a yellow-trousered, blue-haired English stereotype.
Absolutely.
Me and the bartender there were hanging out one night at my favorite pub, Kitty O'Shea's, down the street from me, which makes it part of my favorite because I can walk to it. It's always a good feature in a pub. But, we were really having a good time, and whenever, like, the group changed a little bit, if someone went to the loo or whatever, we would just suddenly yell, like, however many guys and girls were there. So it was like, four guys, two girls! And we'd all, like, drink to that, and I could be like, three girls, one guy!
Josh has ordered some horrible, horrible burned chips. Tell me about these horrible burned chips. What are they? They look disgusting.
They're sweet potatoes.
Huh.
With raspberry vinegar on them.
Raspberry vinegar. All right, let's pick one with raspberry vinegar. I swear you Americans just do things differently because you can. So we have burnt chips with raspberry vinegar. Oh, that is nice. That's it, I'm moving here. The more you try to cling to me, the less I'll stick around. Josh has just told us that he's got a gig tomorrow. You're going to a gig, yeah? At what time?
It doesn't start till like 12:30, but I need to get rested.
What kind of a singer starts singing at 12:30?
I guess you'd call me a wedding singer / saxophone player. If they ask me, I could write a book. But the way you walk and whisper and look, I could write a sonnet on how we met. And the world would never forget. And the secret story of the plot, tell you that I love you a lot. And the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers of friends. That's it, you know.
So the next day when Josh was singing at that wedding, Anne and I headed into Boston.
Where are we actually going in the city?
Well, the only place I really have in mind is this coffee shop by the Common. So we can go anywhere.
I gotta tell the tape that Anne, she's brought me here before, but she's brought me to the smelliest market in Boston. What is the name of this place?
Haymarket.
The Haymarket, and what do they sell here?
Fresh fish, vegetables, fruit, meats, other things. Mostly seafood and vegetables.
And it's a very, very smelly place. But it's very interesting, you know, look around and stuff. As cheap as it. Well, that's good. Cost effective, I think we say. Are we just gonna walk down Beacon Street?
Sure,
we walk through in the park. And then, what flavor coffee did you get from
Curios Liquids?
Not coffee. It's a steamer, which is steamed milk. Now this is Irish cream mocha steamer, which means it's made with chocolate milk. And it's got Irish cream syrup in it.
So it's an Irish cream mocha
steamer.
Irish cream mocha steamer. All right, I'm gonna remember that. And this week I'm gonna go back to Curious Liquids. And like a true professional, a real connoisseur of coffee, I'm going to order. I'm gonna say, excuse me, one Irish cream mocha steamer, please. So we're on the bridge. Over the, what is the name of this road here?
Storrow Drive.
What?
Storrow Drive.
And we're looking over the Esplanade and the Hat Shell. And there's some sort of concert on. I don't quite know who it is. I reckon this must be like the last act because there's hardly anyone there now.
And lots of people are leaving.
So this is the band after the big band, whoever the big band were. And, I don't recognize any of this music, so I don't know who it could be. I think it's great that they have open air concerts in Boston or in any city. And it seems to happen that they do that a lot more over here than they do in England. In England, there's not really that many. I mean,
this would be the perfect place for an open air guitar concert.
An open air guitar concert. But I mean, they have that in the open air guitar concert in Birkenhead Park, which is, I mean, you know, you don't think of Birkenhead and Boston in the same breath, but
not often.
But
maybe if you're listing cities alphabetically, that's about it.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that was pretty cool though. I went to that for about 3 or 4 years on the chart, and that was cool. But this is very cool, and this is the second such event that we just strolled in on at the Hat Shell, and you know. I think it's very cool that they do that. I'm in Boston and the first time I was here and the second and the third and fourth and blah, 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 blah. I never actually ended up ever going to the Cheers bar, and I have no intention of ever going to the Cheers bar either, but I think it's down here somewhere. On Beacon Street, here it is, right in front of us. So we're going to walk past it, and so I think it's only fitting that I sort of talk about the Cheers bar for a while. I got to stick my head around it and just go, "Hello, I'm sticking my head around," just so I can stick my head around and say I stuck my head around the corner of the Cheers bar. That's it. So I'm not going to go in. So tell me, did they make the TV show Cheers? Did they make it down there?
They didn't make it down here. They made it in LA. They got the inspiration here. The two guys who started the show were coming around Boston trying to see which type of bar they want to create. They came here and they decided this is the one.
And scooted. There she was. She scooted across the road. We wanted to be on that side?
No.
Why? All right, let's cut the road. All right, we'll cut the road. I swear to God, this is real. There are no sound effects here at all. There's a fire engine now coming the other way along the street. It appears that today definitely is a noisy day in Boston. Anyway, we're on our way back to the train station now. Went and got a coffee and strolled in the park and saw that thing, that band, whoever they were. And now we're just going back to North Station and back to Salem. Kind of relaxed. We're just moseying, not doing anything particular, just moseying along.